بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're done the five. We're discussing the five points which Sufi Iqbal had written before commencing with the bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayh. And the first he mentioned that a person, he should do a cause on the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if a person does a cause on the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this will help, this will assist in rectifying the heart of a person. And when the heart of a person is rectified, his islah has been made, then a person will attain concentration in salah. And this is attained by remaining under a sheikh of tariqat. Under some sheikh, you remain under him, and then you do this course of zikr, then this will be beneficial. Our Hazrat explains that the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is so great, it is so great. He says that a woman, she is haram upon you, she is ghair mahram to you, she's got nothing to do with you. But you just perform the khutbah of nikah. Allah Ta'ala's name is taken. And the verses of Quran are recited. That woman who was haram for you, now she'll become halal for you. Exactly, if we look at it, an animal, if it has to die a natural death, that animal is haram for you. Somebody slaughtered that animal without taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, that animal is haram. But take the name of Allah Ta'ala now and just put the knife on that animal, that same animal which was haram, that animal becomes halal. So how great is the name of Allah Ta'ala? And in the previous time, the mashayikh, in the khanqahs, any person that went to the khanqah and they would start zikrullah, it would start with a minimum of 24,000. Here we do maximum 100, 50 in the morning, 50 in the evening. They used to start with 24,000 times a day. And then gradually they will increase that zikr until that zikr will come to 125,000. So 24,000 also, because they say in every human being, during the day, every hour, 1,000 times he breathes in and out. So if you multiply that by 24, you get 24,000. So a person, when he goes to sleep, it comes in the hadith that when he is sleeping, shaitan also puts his poison into that human being. Shaitan enters the nostrils of a person when he is sleeping, comes in the hadith, and he enters his poison. And the poison of shaitan is what? Ghaflat, negligence. You become negligent of Allah Ta'ala, negligent of deen. So in order to counter that negligence, mashayikh prescribed that time 24,000 times you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And then they used to gradually increase that. But the Hazrat says that no problem. Today in the 100 times that we make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, la ilaha illallah, the name of Allah we take 100 times. The same effect that 24,000 used to have in those days, today it will have today, the same effect today also. And a person, it comes in the hadith that a person should read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah 70 times. There's a lot of virtue for that. So Hazrat says that as the Kimsab rahmatullah alayhi prescribes, 7 times you read in the morning and 7 times in the evening. You bring a good multiplied by 10. So the mashayikh of today's time have made it very, very easy. It's mentioned on one occasion, Abdul Hafiz Makki Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. He mentioned about Hazrat Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. He was a close friend of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hafiz Sahib Makki also. So he says that once he accompanied him after Fajr, he went for a walk. Hazrat Ji had some heart problem. So he walked with him. And then he explained to him that you don't just become Hazrat Ji like that. He says that it was prescribed for him. This 125,000 times to make Zikrullah was prescribed for him. So he says not very far from the Nizamuddin Markaz is the Humayu Qabristan. So he used to go there. And then he used to climb up that minara that was there. And he used to sit there. And then in the month of summer, because Fajr is early, 11 o'clock he used to finish. From Fajr to 11 o'clock he used to finish Zikrullah. And in the month of winter, Fajr is a little late. So it would be almost the time of Zohar now, Zawal time. And then he would finish his Zikrullah. So here also Zikr plays a very, very important role in the Islah of a person. And it will bring this concentration in Salah. The second point that Hazrat had mentioned here, he says that the second thing is your Ikhlas, your sincerity. That when, why am I learning this Salah? I am learning this so that I can perform salah in a manner that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is why we are making all this effort. This ikhlas is so important. We'll take one example, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Three occasions in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he acted upon tawriyah. Tawriyah is when a person, he says something, opposite party, he understands something else. So this is what is referred to as tawriyah. It's not a lie. You said something with one intention. Opposite party, he understood something else. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion when the people were going out for the festival, so they came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, they said, you also join us, you also come for the festival. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. He said, I'm sick, I can't come for the festival. So what was meant when he said that he was sick? He took the intention, spiritually I'm sick. I'm sick of your kufr and shirk, this idol worship of yours, I'm sick of that. And what the opposite party, he'll take the literal meaning that he is sick, some physical ailment, that is why he cannot come. So this is tawriyah. So this Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, 23rd para, this is mentioned. The other occasion was, where when these people had gone, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam destroyed all the idols. And then he took the axe and he put it on the head of the big one. When they came back, they said, Man fa'ala hadha bi alihatina ya Ibrahim? Who has done this without idol, O Ibrahim? So what Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Bal fa'ala, he has done it. So here some commentators say, Bal fa'ala, he done it. Ibrahim alayhi salam referred to himself. But the understanding that these people got, the axe is on the big one. So the big one had done it. So here also Ibrahim alayhi salam acted on tawriyah. But this also was done with ikhlas, was done for Allah ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. And the third occasion was when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was making hijrat with his wife Hazrat Sarah. So they came across a very oppressive king. So this king was such that if any beautiful woman went past, he will get hold of this woman, he'll kill the husband. And he will fulfill his desire with this woman. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he told his wife at that time, he said, see, if the king has to get hold of us, then don't say you my wife, but say that you are my sister, which was also correct, that's also tawriyah. Because that was his Muslim sister, and at that time, on the surface of the earth, only two people brought Iman on Ibrahim alayhi salam. One was his nephew, Lut alayhi salam, and the other one was his wife, Hazrat Sarah. So nevertheless, when the king asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is this woman with you? So he said, Hazihi ukhti Sarah, this is my sister, Sarah. So the king called her, he took her in, and then he made advancements towards her. So she said, wait, just let me read two rakats of namaz, and then you do whatever you want to do. So quickly she made wudu, she read two rakats of namaz, she lifted up her hands, and she made dua to Allah. Allahumma in kuntu amantu bika wa bi rasulik. O Allah, if I brought iman upon you, I brought iman upon your rasul. Wa ahsantu farji illa ala zawji. And I protected my chastity for my husband. فَلَا تُسَلِّتْ عَلَيَّ الْكَافِرِ Don't give the kafir the upper hand over me. Comes in a narration that king started choking. He started kicking his leg on the ground. So she got frightened, he's going to die. So immediately she made dua again. Allahumma iyyamut. Wallahi, if he has to die, yuqal hiya qatalatu. It will be said that this woman killed him because he was in seclusion with her. فَأَرْسِلْ Let him go, Allah. So Allah Ta'ala left him. So when he was freed, second time he did the same thing. Again she did the same thing. Namaz. Dua to Allah Ta'ala. In the same condition again, he started choking, kicking the ground. Again she got frightened. Second time also, she made dua, Allah let him go. But after that, the third time, again he advanced towards her. And this time also the same thing happened. On the third occasion, when she made dua, Allah let him go, he said, Wallahi ma arsaltum ilayya illa shaytana. I take a qasam in Allah that you haven't sent to me except shaytan. This is not a human being. This is a shaytan that you have sent to me. And on that occasion, he freed her. He said, go. And then he took his slave girl, Hajar, and he says, I'm giving this as a gift to you, which was then given to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made nikah with her. So, here also, this incident, we find that Allah Ta'ala doesn't mention in the Quran. The other two occasions where Ibrahim alayhi salam acted on tawriyah is in the Quran. This is not mentioned in the Quran. Why? Because no person likes anybody to touch his wife, to interfere with his wife. So, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had his personal objective also here. So little bit of Ibrahim alayhi salam's personal objective, his own maqsad came in. So Allah Ta'ala says, this we won't mention in the Quran. So Allah is aghna shuraka. The level of ikhlas that is desired by Allah Ta'ala is of a very, very high level. The moment some contamination comes in, the person, that amal that he had done, and to show somebody, or he wanted some name or whatever, little bit it came in, finished, it drops. That is why was it taught us that dua, that read that dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'a, wa ana a'lam, wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will protect us from this. So the second thing he said, that have ikhlas. The third point that he mentioned, that have concentration, khushu, khudu, and the heart of a person must also be in salah. And what is meant by khushu and khudu? That is that which is within your choice. Meaning the fara'is, the wajibat, the mustahabbat, all these should be taken into consideration, and then a person should perform salah. And then even if 1,000 thoughts come to you, don't worry. Just keep thinking, what do I have to do next? What I have to recite next? Next I have to go into this posture. Just look at what has to be done next, and all these thoughts, they won't be harmful. That's the third thing that he mentioned. And the fourth thing that he mentioned, that after studying these five asbaq of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullahi, to some degree you will attain concentration in salah. But he says that a person shouldn't now be content with that I've got concentration. No, this is only the starting point. From here, for the rest of your life, you make an effort and you take this forward. You will build on this concentration. And together with this, he mentioned that for 40 days, a person should read his salah with takbir-e-ula. When the imam says Allahu Akbar, and you also join the imam when he says Allahu Akbar. So he says that on this, you will get two certificates. One is bara'atum minan nifaq, and the other one is bara'atum minan nar. Allah Ta'ala will give a person freedom from hypocrisy. And the other is freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So further he carries on, منافق وہ لوگ کہلاتے ہیں جو اپنے کو مسلمان ظاہر کریں لیکن دل میں کفر رکھتے ہو. منافقین are those people that outwardly they show themselves that they Muslims, like the Muslims come for namaz, they also come for namaz, and however the Muslims they go in jihad, they also go in jihad, but he says in their heart they is kufr. اور 40 دن کی خصوصیت بظاہر اس وجہ سے ہے. He says, why is the speciality of 40 days? So he says that the reason is this, کہ حالات کے تغیر میں 40 دن کو خاص دخل ہے. That in the changing of conditions, 40 days has a special effect in the changing of a person's condition. چنانچہ آدمی کی پیدائش کی ترتیب جس حدیث میں آئی ہے اس میں بھی 40 دن تک نطفہ رہنا پھر گوشت کا ٹکڑا 40 دن تک. He says that in the hadith where Allah Taba, where it has been mentioned, the formation of the child in the womb of the mother. He says there also it is mentioned that 40 days it is a drop of sperm. And there it's mentioned 40 days, then it becomes a piece of flesh. Obviously it's not in sequence over here, but he's just mentioning the point. So he says, اسی طرح 40 دن میں اس کا تغیر ذکر فرمایا ہے. He says, in this manner, in every 40 day period, a change has been mentioned in regards to the child, how the child will form. And when a period of 4 months and 10 days is over, now the complete child has been formed, now the ruh is put into that child. اسی وجہ سے صوفیہ کے یہاں چلہ بھی خاص اہمیت رکھتا ہے. So it is for this reason that when you go by the Sufis, you go by the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala in their khanqahs, then there's a special importance have been attached to this 40 day period. That stay there, as it also says, that at least once, 40 days spent in the khanqah. This 40 days will have a special effect in the life of a person. So that's why namaz also here, 40 days behind the imam with takbir-e-ula, you try and perform your salah. کتنے خوش قسمت ہیں وہ لوگ جن کی برسوں بھی تکبیر اولی فوت نہیں ہوتی. He says, how fortunate are those people that years upon years they haven't missed their تکبیر اولی. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq. So that's the fourth point. And the last point that he mentions, پانچ اسباق کا نصاب اور مشق کا چلہ پورا کر لینے کے بعد اس کوشش میں کامیابی کی علامت یہ ہے. He says, after you complete the whole syllabus of these five asbaq, these five sabaks, and this chilla, making much practically now, doing these things in this 40 day period. He says, what is the sign and the indication that you have been successful in this effort to learn sabak, of learning salah? What is the sign of it? Ke azmat ilahi jalla shanuhu ke pesh nazar. Apni is hadri mein, yani namaz mein, behat kotai karne wala, bara mujrim samajhte huye, apne upar kareem aqa ki meherbani ka mushahada kare. He says that a person keeping in front of him the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. That how great is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So keeping in front of him the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And regard yourself as a criminal, as a person that's a criminal that is involved in unlimited deficiencies in salah. That Allah Ta'ala is so great and my salah is full of weakness. My salah is full of faults. My salah is full of deficiencies. So keep this in mind and witness the kindness of a kind Allah, a kind master. Allah Ta'ala's kindness is so much upon me. That what is his kindness? That Allah is so great, so many faults and so much of weakness in my salah, yet Allah Ta'ala is so kind to me, that ke namaz mein meri be-adabi aur gandagi ke bawajood, meri haziri ko qabool farma liya. That in spite of my ill etiquette, I don't even know etiquette, I don't even know adab, and I'm full of filth, that the human being, from head to toe, there's only filth. Blood comes out, your wuzu has broken. Matter has come out of the body, your wuzu has broken. Person goes and relieves himself, wuzu is broken. Semen comes out, ghusl is gone also, person has to make ghusl. So, I'm a person that doesn't know etiquette. I'm full of filth. Yet, in spite of this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has accepted me to come into his court. Ye qadam utte nahi, uthaye jate hai. These legs, they don't wake up on their own. Allah ta'ala gives the tawfiq, he wakes them up. میں آیا نہیں لایا گیا ہوں. I didn't come on my own. I have been brought over here. Allah Ta'ala brought me. Otherwise, so few people are sitting. The whole world would have desired. If they known what is here, everyone would desire to sit here. Who Allah gives the tawfiq, Allah accepts. So here, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is so kind that in spite of my ill etiquette, in spite of me being filled with filth, Allah has accepted me to come and present myself before Allah Ta'ala. کہ بار بار حاضری کی توفیق دے رکھی ہے. That again and again, Allah gives me the توفیق, gives me the ability of coming into his court. اس کا شکر ادا کرے. that for this a person he must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Previously also I mentioned that person came to Dr. Abdul Haysab Arifi rahmatullahi. What he told Hazrat? He said, Hazrat, what is my ruku? My ruku is filthy. So many evil thoughts go through my mind. Filthy ruku. What is my sajda? Filthy sajda. So many evil thoughts go through my mind. So Hazrat said that ruku is filthy. He said, yes, it's filthy. He said, sajda is filthy. He said, yes, it's filthy. So then Hazrat said that I'm also filthy. He says, that ruku that you make, that filthy ruku, don't make it to me now. Because I'm a filthy person. That sajda that you are making, it's a filthy sajda. So make that sajda to me now. So he says, Hazrat, how can I do that? This sajda is for Allah Ta'ala. This ruku is for Allah Ta'ala. He says, in that case, if it's for Allah, make shukr Allah gave you the tawfiq to do it. And on your deficiency, on your weakness, make tawbah, make istighfar to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that's what he's saying, make shukr that Allah Ta'ala is giving us this tawfiq. Agar khuda na khasa halat iske baraks ho. And he says, Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah forbid, if the condition is opposite to this, ke ab apne ko kamil aur baruh namaz parne wala khyal kare. If the condition is opposite, you think, no, now I've learned how to read a proper namaz. So I'm reading a namaz that is full of life. And this is what you think. Chahe ye khyal shukar hi ke rang mein aaye, ke alhamdulillah mujhe achhi aur kamil namaz ki taufeeq ho gayi hai. And even though this thought comes to your mind, I'm reading a proper namaz now. I've learned. I've done Anwarul Salah. I've learned how to perform Salah. I stayed under Mashayikh. I learned how to read Salah. So he says, even though this comes in your mind as shukr, I'm being grateful to Allah Ta'ala. So he says that, as you say, Alhamdulillah, that I got the tawfiq of reading such a perfect namaz now. To khub samajh le ke wo apni koshish mein puri tarah se nakam hai. And understand, in your entire effort of learning Salah, you have been a failure. Because the moment you think that I am reading a perfect namaz, finished. That person is a failure. Always say that my salah is not perfect. I got so much more to go. I got to learn what is a perfect namaz. And this effort will never end till mort. Until mort, a person has to increase and increase and continue striving. As it further writes, jahle murakkab be mubtala hai. A person is involved in not ignorance, in compound ignorance. Ignorance is where a person, he says, he don't know. Somebody is going somewhere, he doesn't know the road. So he says, I don't know the road. So somebody will say, you don't know the road? Fine, I'll show you the road. He will reach his destination. But one is a person doesn't know the road. And he's in denial also. He thinks, I know the road. He will continue going round and round. He won't get to his destination. Because he's not going to ask anybody. So a person that thinks that I know how to read a perfect namaz, and a namaz of life, he's not in ignorance, he's in compound ignorance. Wo is daulat ka ahl nahi. He's not even worthy of this treasure. So, pehle zikr wa shughal se qalb ko saaf karne mein mashghool ho. He says, first thing, clean your heart. Make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, clean your heart. And be involved in this. Phir haqeeqat namaz ke haasil karne ki mashq kare. Then practice how to get the reality of namaz. Quran paak mein hai, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the Quran, qad aflaha man tazakka wa zakara isma rabbihi fa salla. That certainly successful is that person that cleanses himself. And he makes the zikr of his Rabb and he reads namaz. So, pehle zikr, fir namaz. See, wa zakara isma rabbi. He makes the zikr of his Rabb. Fasalla, and then he made namaz. So, you also say, cleanse your heart first and then get the reality of namaz. Come to the first sabak now. The first sabak is, Ba'd hamd wa salah muta'alliq bi haqiqati salah. That this is in regard to the reality of salah. So, this starts with bayan. He says, Ilahi, shukr tere ihsan ka ke tu ne hamare dil ko roshan aur zuban ko goya kiya. He says, Allah, we make shukr to you. It is your kindness, it is your favor that you have enlightened this heart of ours. And you gave us this ability to speak. That everything, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That whatever ni'mat we are enjoying, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala at all times. A person that our Hazrat mentioned many times, he says that two qualities, you bring two qualities, you'll fly to Allah Ta'ala. He says, one is shukr. Make a lot of shukr to Allah. And the other is that of tawazu, humble yourself. If these two qualities come, a person will fly. Sometimes as it mentioned, he says that takabbur, pride comes. And that's a killer disease. We heard also that what a killer disease, it destroys a person's pride. He says, but when the pride comes in, immediately start with shukr. He says, tashakkur and takabbur, these are two qualities, they cannot go together. This shukr, it will break that takabbur. As Dr. Abdul Haysab Arifi, rahmatullahi, used to tell Mufti Taqi Uthmani and them, he used to say, Hazrat Mufti Taqi, used to tell them, that make a lot of shukr, make a lot of shukr. As it says that later on I realized what was the faida of this, what was the benefit that he used to say, make a lot of shukr. He says that all the spiritual illnesses, amraze batina ke jar ko wo tor dega. That all the spiritual illnesses, the root of it, the shukr will cut it out, it will break it off. So here also he starts with the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Aur aise nabi-e-maqbool ko khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste beja, کہ جس کی ادنا شفاعت سے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت پاوے. And he says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent such an accepted Nabi for the hidayat of his creation, for the hidayat of mankind, that with the minimum intercession of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will get the bounties of both the world. What a position Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. Allah ta'ala says that he sends salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the malaika send salawat. And you also send salawat. I was explaining many times over here that such is that position of Nabi alayhi salam, that if we had to send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salam, salam, many times we go to praise somebody, we think we'll do a good job, we'll praise him. And what we do? We hurt the person and come back. We make him angry and we come back. So Allah didn't want us to make a mistake here. In sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you mustn't make a mistake. So Allah said that Allah and His and Malaika, they send salawat. And this is how you send salawat in this way now. So here there's no mistake. This is such an amal that it is mentioned that As-salatu ala nabi da'watum mustajab. That it is 100% accepted. Allama Shami rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam. That another amal, if pride comes in, finish, is destroyed. But salawat upon Nabi alayhi wa sallam, in whatever condition you'll read it, it is accepted. That is why in dua also, durood in the beginning, durood in the end. That durood, it will pull that dua to accept it. Salah is for the zikr of Allah. Wa aqim is salat ala zikri. But in the end of salah is durood. Why? Because that durood is accepted by Allah. So even if there's deficiency in the salah, the durood will pull that salah also into acceptance. So he says that this is the position of Nabi alayhi salam, that through his minimal intercession, you will get the bounties of both the worlds. Aur iski rehnemai se, irfan ki lazzat uthawe. And it is through the guidance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will get the enjoyment of the recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is such a great thing. This also we will get through Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. In Kalima, our Hazrat says that first is La ilaha illallah, and then is Muhammadur Rasulullah. But he says, what took us to the recognition of Allah ta'ala? So Nabi alayhi salam, he took us to the recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when a person becomes an arif, what is the position of an arif? That is the difference between arif and a non-arif. A person that has recognized Allah, that he'll be eating his food, he's enjoying the ni'mat of Allah. Where he will reach in eating his food, how this food came to me, how many people work, what ingredients in that one tarkari, and how he makes shukr to Allah ta'ala. A person that hasn't recognized Allah in his tahajjud, he doesn't get there. I was explained that one occasion we went to a waterfall, and every alim that was there, he had a turn, that you say something about Allah ta'ala. So he says, one person, he couldn't say anything. Everyone said something, one person couldn't say. He says, later on when I thought about it, he said, all of them had ta'alluq with some arif billah, some ahlullah, some friend of Allah ta'ala. Except this particular person, he couldn't say much. That is an arif billah. An alim that has got, he stayed with the friends of Allah, and he's got the recognition of Allah. There's a world of a difference between the two. That person that killed 99 people, he went to one alim. And he asked that alim, he says that I killed 99 people, is there tawbah for me? He says, no tawbah, I don't see any tawbah. You killed 99 people for no reason. So he says, and what's the problem? Then I should rather kill you also. So he killed him, he made it 100, century. Then he went to another alim. And he says that, is there tawbah for me? He says, of course, the doors of tawbah are open. Go to a certain town, make tawbah, remain in the company of those people. And see, on the way he passed away, the malaika of rahmat took his ruh. So, the person that indicated, he said that go to the town, he had the recognition of Allah. And the first one, he went by the book. What was in the book? According to the book. He didn't have the marifat of Allah. So, see the difference. So, this marifat of Allah ta'ala also, where we got it from? We got it through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bas durood is Nabi Mukhtar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aur iske aal athar aur ashab-e kibar par. He says, may durood and salam and salutation be upon the chosen Nabi of Allah ta'ala. His clean and pure family. And the senior sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jiyo ki jisne bashar ko dalalat aur gumrahi se baz rakha. That Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has kept us away from all forms of misguidance, all forms of deviation, all forms of bid'at, he saved us from, he protected us from. Aur ulama fudala ku zewar-e ilm wa danish te aarasta kiya. And the ulama, he had adorned the ulama with the jewels of knowledge, all the ahadith the mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he adorned the ulama with the jewels of knowledge and with intelligence. Thereafter he says that peeche khuda aur naate rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke arbab danish par zahir ho jo ke musalman ko lazim hai ke apne rab ko pehchane. He says, after praising Allah and his rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is clear upon the people of intelligence that it is obligatory, it is compulsory upon every Muslim that he recognizes Allah Ta'ala. That's what we have been sent into the world for, to recognize Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي لِيَعْرِفُونَ. We have been sent to recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our Hazrat says that a person, he comes to your home, and every morning he leaves a basket of fruit in front of your door. You in the morning when you wake up, you open the door, you see fruit. He says that imagine a person, he's getting a fruit basket every day, free of charge. He doesn't even worry who that person is. He doesn't even want to know who that person is. Allah is taking care of us 24 hours of the day, every second. And from the time we weren't even born, we're in the wombs of our mothers, Allah was nourishing us. And up to today, He is nourishing us until the end of our life. And that Allah will eventually, inshallah, grant all of us Jannat also. Everything Allah Ta'ala does for you. And a person doesn't recognize Allah, whole life goes, he doesn't recognize who my Allah is. So he says that it's compulsory that a person recognizes Allah Ta'ala. Or iski sifat jane. Know what are the qualities of Allah. Allah Ta'ala Haleem, how tolerant Allah Ta'ala is. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Rahman, He is Rahim, beneficent. Allah Ta'ala is merciful, how He forgives. Allah is Kareem, Allah Ta'ala is Shakur. Know all these qualities of Allah Ta'ala also. These names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is like I was explained. He says that this is like a keyboard. Person got a keyboard in his hand. He says every letter of the keyboard, it is connected to a particular light. If you want, you press the green light will go on. If you press the red light will go on. You press the blue light will go on. So he says here, a person, for example, he needs rizq. So he now he presses the name of Allah Ta'ala, Razzaq. Meaning he starts as Razzaq, Ya Razzaq, Ya Razzaq. He starts taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. So the kitabs are there that if a person reads so many times this name of Allah, how his need will be fulfilled, etc. So that quality of Allah Ta'ala that he sustains, that will now be focused towards that person. For example, a person, there's no love between husband and wife, and he reads Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. That quality of Allah Ta'ala of giving love, that will be focused towards that person, and that need of that person will be fulfilled. So know what are the qualities of Allah. Or iske hukam ko maloom kare. Or marzi na marzi iski tahqeeq kare. And find out what is the command of Allah. What Allah Ta'ala wants from me. This is what a person should know. What does Allah Ta'ala want from me? Or marzi na marzi iski tahqeeq kare. Find out what pleases Allah, what displeases Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To go and acquire knowledge, today is a matter that many times that person he goes to acquire knowledge. Why? Because I want ascendant. I want to have this position in society. I want to be a Maulana, I want to be a Mufti Sahib, I want to be a Qari Sahib, whatever it might be. That many a times it's just a matter of that status. Today how many girls, everyone just wants to study, study, study. What is the right of the husband? That is left out, that is forgotten. Why I want this? A few days ago one person came, one youngster, he's newly married, perhaps 1 year or 1.5 years, whatever it might be. So he was telling me that we were practicing, my wife was using like contraceptives, family planning. So I told him, but you don't have a genuine reason, why are you doing this? So then he told me, no, my mother said that I must put her into girls' madrasa. So I said, no, you don't have a genuine reason. To use contraceptives, you must have a reason that is acceptable in Sharia also. So I said, tell your wife that she can't use this. So he came back after a few days. He says, no, she got very angry. She says that now that I am studying and I'm doing so well in my studies, so, and I've been chosen to do hifz. So she says, I don't want any children now. When I'm ready, then I will tell you. So see, just for that studying now, just to get that certificate, just so that I can reach here, we forget all this. But the actual reason is, what is the command of Allah? When the madrasa, the Nizamiya in Baghdad, in those days the madrasas were run by who? Were run by the government. So they used to have inspectors to come and check the madrasas. So this madrasa was running. So one day the inspector came to check the madrasa. So he said, let me ask the students, why are they studying? So he met one student, he said, why are you studying in a madrasa? So that student said that I want to become qazi, I want to become a judge, very high position. So he said, okay, so his niyat is not in order. He asked somebody else, why are you studying? He said, my father is the imam, I want to become imam like my father. So the niyat is not in order. So like that he asked all the students. Everyone gave a answer that he was not looking for. So then he finally said, there's no ikhlas. He said, close the madrasa. As he was leaving the madrasa, he came to the door, he saw one boy sitting in the corner and he's busy learning. So he asked that boy, why are you learning? So that boy told him, he says that through intelligence, we have recognized and have understood that we have to make Allah Ta'ala happy. We have to obey the commands of Allah. How to make Allah Ta'ala happy? How to obey the commands of Allah? That we don't know. So I came to the madrasa to learn how to make Allah Ta'ala happy and to fulfill the commands of Allah. When he heard that, he said, for this one boy, we will keep the madrasa running. Later on, who was that? Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi. So that's what he's saying, that we need to know what is the command of Allah. How, what pleases Allah, what displeases Allah. Ke baghair iske bandagi nahi. Without this, if we don't know this, then you cannot be a servant of Allah Ta'ala. There's no servitude to Allah Ta'ala if you don't know what pleases Allah, what displeases Allah. Or jo bandagi baja na lawe, banda nahi. And a person that doesn't bring the servitude in his life, he can't be a servant of Allah. The highest level that a person can reach is that of servitude. The more lower you go, the more a person becomes a servant of Allah, the higher his position to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many verses of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala refers to him as his servant. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. They also abd. That pure is that being that made his servant travel in a portion of the night. Alhamdulillahilladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Allah Ta'ala revealed the kitab on his abd. Tabarakalladhi nazzala al-furqan ala abdihi. They also abd. Everywhere, this position of abd is a very, very high position. The most beloved names of Allah Ta'ala are Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, servant of Allah, servant of Rahman. So he says that if a person doesn't bring this, this servitude, he cannot be a servant of Allah Ta'ala. Or bari bandagi namaz hai. And a very great act of servitude is that of namaz. Because in namaz, the person is standing up. He's upright. From that high position, Allah, I am your servant. He comes right down and now he puts his forehead onto the ground. That I am your servant, Allah. You are the king. So he says, bari bandagi namaz hai. Ke badoon iske koi bandagi kabool nahi. Without this, none of your other acts of worship is accepted. What it means is not accepted. Doesn't mean that now if a person fasted in the month of Ramadan, his fast hasn't been done. No, he's absolved of that responsibility. He discharges zakat. He's absolved of the responsibility. He went for hajj. He's absolved of that responsibility. But the benefit that you're supposed to get from that fast now, without namaz, you're not going to get that benefit. Without namaz, that hajj that you went for, you're not going to get that benefit. So that's what he's saying, that without this, none of the other acts of worship are accepted. Kyunki sira sab bandagiyon aur bure kamon se bachna ka yahi hai. He says, because the starting point of all acts of worship, it starts from salah. And to stay away, to refrain, to be protected from all gunas, he says the starting point is namaz. And the namaz of a person will be in order, then a person will be protected from all gunas. Or is namaz se koi ghafil nahi. This namaz is such a ibadat that no creation of Allah Ta'ala is negligent of salah. Not only human beings, like we read here now. Every creation of Allah is in salah. Na darakh, na imarat. That not even the trees, they also in salah. Not even the buildings. Na parinde, na parin, na hayawanat. Not the birds, not the animals. Na hasharat, na zameen. Not the insects, not the earth. Na pahar, na sitare. Not the mountains, not the stars. Na asman, not the heavens. Na arwah, na farishte. Not the angels. Every one of them, none of them are negligent of salah. All these things that we mentioned, whether it's the trees, whether it's the building, whether it is the birds, whether it's the animals, whether it is the insects, whether it is the earth, the mountains, the stars, the heavens, whether it is the angels, all they perform their salah. Jaise ke namaz, darakht aur imarat ki qiyam hai. That what is the salah of the trees and the buildings? They are in the standing posture. We stand in salah qiyam, so they are in the qiyam posture. Aur parind aur hayawanat ki ruku. And as for the birds and the animals, the four-legged animals, they're all in ruku. That is their salah. They're in ruku all the time. Or tamam hasharat ki sujood. And all the insects that are on the ground, they are in sajda. So they're also in their salah. Or zameen or pahar ki qu'ud. And the earth and the mountains that we see around us. All these mountains, the earth, they are in the qada, the sitting posture. Or sitaro or asmano ki harkat. Or arwa or farishte ki taharat. And as for the stars and the hell, and the hell, and the heavens, they movement all the time. All the time the stars are moving, the heavens. So he says that in namaz we move all the time. So that is day salah. And for the malaika, it is day taharat, day purity. That we also, when we come to perform salah, you have to be in a state of purity. A person has to make wudu and then come for salah. So that is day ibadat. And together with that, or tasbih, or kalima shahadat, or tilawat Quran, or dua. And the malaika, they tasbih, make the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. There are some of them that are in the tasbih of Allah, they'll remain like that till the day of Qiyamah. Some of them are reciting kalima shahadat. Some of them are making tilawat of Quran. Some of them in dua. So he says that is day salah as well. Or is insan ko ke khas chila sarkari hai. And for this human being, who is a special servant of Allah Ta'ala. The human being is a special servant of Allah. Sari khubiya tore arsa mein marhamat farmaye. He says that all these acts of excellence, in a little while, you are given everything. That's, you are getting the ibadat of the trees also when you are standing. When you go into ruku, you got the ibadat of the four-legged animals. When you go in sajda, you got the ibadat of the insects. When you came into the sitting posture, you got the ibadat of the mountains and the earth. Every creation of Allah Ta'ala, day ibadat, you got in your two rakats of namaz. Aur khalifa karke sab par iska hukam diya. Allah Ta'ala day after made you his khalifa. He made you his vice general. And he gave you rule over everyone. Over every creation, insan has got rule. Jisne farma bardari ki aur hukam baja laya aur iska mantab qaim raha aur beshti hua. If he obeyed Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he implemented the command of Allah and he established that position, then a person who has become a jannati. Aur jisne na farmani ki aur is par qaim raha aur be mantab hua, wo ulte pao dozak mein gira. And that person that disobeyed Allah, he remained upon that. He didn't make tawbah to Allah ta'ala. He did not establish this position of his. Then this person headlong, he went into the fire of Jahannam. Aur janna chahiye ke jo koi namaz panch gana ada karta hai, isko sawab aisa milta hai jaise zakat aur hajj aur roze aur jihad ka. That person that reads his five times namaz, he gets the sawab like he gave zakat. He gets the reward of performing hajj. He gets the reward of fasting. He gets the reward of jihad. Just for reading namaz five times a day, all this reward a person gets. Zakat, roza, hajj, jihad. Is tara, now he's explaining how. Is tara ke kharch pani aur kapre ka khuda ki bandagi ke waaste kare bajaye zakat ke hai. That you spend money for the water. Today water is not free. Wherever we are, you're paying for the water. So you spend money for the water. Similarly, the clothing that you wear, you have to wear appropriate clothing and come to the masjid. For that a person has spent money. So this is like a person, he has given zakat, he has given charity. Person that comes to the masjid also is using the masjid facilities according to everyone's ability. If a person can afford it, by all means, person can't afford it, no compulsion on anyone. But a person is using the facility. If he can afford 2 rand, put 2 rand in the box. Somebody can afford 5 rand, somebody can afford 500 rand, according to every person's ability. One person was explained that he used to come to the Jami Masjid many, many years ago. And he was a steel merchant, very wealthy, was a millionaire in those days, when you never used to get millionaires. And he used to come into the masjid and he used to perform his salah. After salah, he used to take out, the biggest note at that time was 20 rand. So he used to take out the 20 rand note and he used to give it to Hazrat. He used to say, when I came to the masjid, I used the bathroom facilities, the water I used, the cistern I used. He says, for this, I'm giving for 20 rand. And then he says that when I came here, somebody called me. And the adhan, the muazzin, he called me. So he says, somebody called me. Somebody led the salah. Somebody is paying their salary also. You take out another 20 rand. He says, this is for that. He says, then I use the wuzu facilities. For the wuzu facilities that I used, there was towel. That a towel was ready. It was dry. Ready for me to wipe myself. The lights were used. The mic was used. He says, somebody is paying for that also. He will take another 20 rand and he will give a 20 rand for that. So every person, according to his ability, he must give. This habit we must bring, that we can give sadaq. Allah, give me tawfiq, give all of us the tawfiq. There were those akabirin, Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi, when his income used to come, he used to split it into three. Hazrat had two wives. So one third he used to give to one wife. The second third he used to give to the second wife. And one third Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi used to keep for himself. And some say that one fifth, 1/20, in other words, 20% of his income, Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah used to keep for sadaqah. That anybody came, anyone was in need, they used to give this. Some akabirin, it was their mamul, they say that they should take the money when the income comes, and they used to put a portion in an envelope. So that envelope keeps reminding you now, that look for the correct avenue and spend that money. So now when there's a occasion you need to spend, you don't have to worry, where I'm going to take the money out from. There, it's in the envelope. Just take it from the envelope, now it's easy to give it out. So a person, here, for performing salah, he used the water, he wore the correct clothing. This is like giving zakat. Or ruh hona taraf Kaaba ke hajj hai. And he says to face in the direction of Kaaba. For hajj we have to go Makkah Sharif. But here also you have to face Makkah Sharif. So he says that facing the Kaaba, that is like hajj. Takbir tahrima bajaye ihram ke. And when you say Allahu Akbar, you saying takbir tahrima. This is like a person that is putting on the ihram. So therefore it's like hajj. Or muh taraf qibla ke karna bajaye tawaf ke. And to make your face in the direction of Qibla, that is like you're making tawaf of Baytullah. Or kara hona bajaye wukuf Arafat ke. When you're standing in Salah, it's like when you're standing on the plains of Arafat. Or ruku or sujood or rak'ate manin dorne termiyan safa marwa ke. And a person is making ruku, he's making sajda, he's making the number of rakat. He says, this is like a person when he runs, when he goes for Umrah, when he goes for Hajj, he makes Sa'i, he runs between Safa and Marwa. He says, this is like that running between Safa and Marwa. Or mawkuf karna, khana peena, bajaye roze ke hai. And to stop your eating and drinking, when you came in namaz, your food that was halal before namaz, now you can't eat. The drink that was halal before namaz, you can't drink. So he says, stopping your eating and drinking when you're in namaz, he says, this is like a person keeping roza. Isliye ke som ban karna nafs ka hai. He says, what is fasting? Fasting is actually to hold back, to restrain the nafs, to have control, to hold back the nafs. Aur ban karne se nafs ke ek saat bhi iski khwahish se ek surat som ki ho jati hai. And he says, to control the nafs, to hold back the nafs from doing what the nafs wants to do. You hold back the nafs. Nafs wants to do something that's haram, you held back the nafs. So even for one moment, if you held back the nafs from fulfilling its desire, he says this becomes like roza. This is like a person that is fasting. He says, balke banisbat roze ke ek tor se ziyada ban karna hai. He says, but in namaz, more than controlling and holding back the nafs, here there is more restraining that is in salah. Why in salah there is more restraining, there is more controlling here? Is waste ke tawajju zahiri aur batini. Taraf ghair ke karna nahi chahe. Because here, internally also, externally also, you cannot turn your attention to anyone else besides Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. All the time, internal and external, your attention and your focus must only be on Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. So here, your salah that you are performing, you're getting the reward of fasting as well. Aur dafa karna shaitan ka, aur mashakkat mein dalna nafs ka, iski sunnaton ke awqat mein namaz mein iske waste jihad hai. And he says that now when you're performing salah, shaitan is going to trouble also. The wasawis of shaitan will come. So he says you got to repel those wasawis of shaitan. Turn your attention away from those wasawis. And to put yourself in difficulty in this sense that you will perform your salah in the sunnah time. Not in the time that now last minute now, time of namaz is now leaving. For example, the color of the sun has changed. Last 10 minutes now before maghrib. Now quickly you go to read namaz. No, you read your namaz in sunnah time. He says that to be particular, that I have to do this in this time, I cannot read it in my time. He says this, you get the reward of jihad. That fulfilling salah in the appropriate time and repelling those wasawis, those thoughts of shaitan, you will get the reward of jihad. Lekin namaz mein dil ki huduri, dil ki shart hai. He says, but in namaz for the heart to be present, this is the condition that is required from the heart. This is the condition of that. Kebadun iske namaz puri nahi likhi jati hai. Because if you don't have the presence of the heart, person, his heart is not in salah, he doesn't have that concentration in salah, you won't get the full reward of salah. You absolve of the responsibility, you will get reward, but the full reward that you entitled to, you're supposed to get in namaz, you won't get. Why? Because the person, his mind is elsewhere, it is not in salah. Balke kabhi adi, sometimes you get the 50% reward. Kabhi tihai, sometimes 1/3, 33%. Ya chwatai, sometimes 25% reward. You don't get the full reward. Ya panchwa hissa, ya chatta hissa, ya chatta, ya satwa, ya atwa, ya nawa, ya daswa. Or sometimes you will get 1/5, 1/6, 1/7, 1/8, 1/9, 1/10th the reward that you're supposed to get. Why? Because you are not concentrating in salah. The mind of a person has gone elsewhere. Isi waaste hai ke har rukan namaz mein itna thehre ke koi lahza huzuri muyassar ho. He says that is why in every posture of namaz, person should stop for that amount of time where a person, he can think of Allah Ta'ala. Think a little bit, his mind can be present for even a little moment, for one moment also. He says stop for at least that amount of time and think of Allah Ta'ala. Aur huzuri kai tarah par hai. Now, the consciousness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or being conscious that I mean salah, there are various ways that this can be done.